Welcome everyone to the deep dive. Today we're plunging into something really fascinating. It's a topic I think many of us have maybe thought about, you know, in a moment of curiosity, or perhaps when hoping for a little romantic insight, maybe into ourselves, maybe into other people. Our source material for this exploration is an excerpt from a work titled Zodiac Love Speeds, and it gets straight to the point with its premise, which is pretty bold. It asks, who falls in love fastest? Zodiac signs ranked by romantic speed. Yep, that's the idea. Could your astrological sign actually hold a key to how quickly you take that plunge into love? So our mission today is to really unpack this concept, this idea of romantic speed tied to zodiac signs. We'll explore what our source material actually sheds light on here. Okay, let's get into it and see what the sources tell us.
It's a great place to start, definitely. Because, you know, people have always been fascinated with trying to understand personality, maybe predict how people behave, make sense of relationships, and systems like astrology. Well, they've offered these frameworks for ages, haven't they? Ways to sort of categorize these really complex parts of being human. It really speaks to this deep need we seem to have to find patterns, maybe even find, like, shortcuts to understanding ourselves and others, especially with something as big and sometimes mysterious as love.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's zoom right in on that key phrase from the source, falls in love fastest. It sounds simple, but what does fastest really mean? We're talking about love here. It's so personal, so nuanced. Now, zodiac love speeds, our source, it doesn't exactly give us a definition like a dictionary would, but the way it ranks the signs, it sort of implies romantic speed isn't just a quick crush. It seems to be more about how quickly someone recognizes a really deep emotional connection and then moves towards commitment. It's that quick onset of deep feeling and, you know, being willing to act on it.
Yeah, and what's fascinating there is just the attempt itself, right? Trying to put a metric, like speed, onto an emotion, or really onto a whole complex process between people. It makes you ask, what are we actually assuming when we try to quantify something like falling in love? It's so subjective. It's different for everyone. You could think of it like maybe making a meal. The speed, how fast you prep the ingredients, how fast it cooks, or how quickly you really enjoy it. Each part has its own timing. And love's the same. You got that initial spark, which can be instant sometimes. Then there's the deepening affection. That takes time. And then real attachment. And crucially, these stages just unfold differently for everyone every single time. This Zodiac Love Speed source, It seems really focused on that ignition part, that quick recognition, that quick immersion.
That's a really helpful analogy, the meal. So if romantic speed is like that initial high heat stir fry, focusing on recognizing and jumping in, what about commitment? Does the source imply that these faster lovers, they commit faster too? Or is it just the feeling part that develops really quickly?
Well, the source often seems to link the two. It suggests that for those signs it ranks as faster, that quick emotional spark often does lead pretty swiftly towards wanting commitment, or at least stating the desire for it. They're not just quick to feel it, they're often quick to do something about those feelings. Whereas the slower signs, they might feel that initial pull quickly too. But their romantic speed seems to be measured more by how long it takes them to process everything, to check compatibility, and then commit. So it really seems to be about the pace of the whole journey, you could say, from that first spark right through to feeling secure.
Okay, that distinction is really important. Now, thinking about this for yourself, for you listening, where do you think you tend to fall on that spectrum? When you hear someone say, falling in love fast, what does that bring up for you? Does your own life line up with that quick, intense, maybe whirlwind kind of feeling? Or has it been more, you know, gradual, something that sort of unfolds slowly over time? It's definitely something to think about as we go deeper. All right, let's move to that other really key part of the source, zodiac signs ranked. Because the whole idea here is that your sign isn't just, you know, a bit of fun. It actually shapes this romantic speed. And this is where it gets really interesting, because the source doesn't just talk theory, it actually names names, so to speak. According to Zodiac Love Speed, signs like Aries and Leo are often put right at the top, fastest to fall. The source says this is down to their natural impulsiveness, their passion. They tend to jump into life head first, and they have this confidence that makes them quick to say how they feel. They often talk about love like it's just bam, an immediate spark, undeniable. Like that lightning bolt you mentioned, they tend to initiate, they're bold, they don't like to waste time.
Mm-hmm. And if you connect that to the bigger picture of astrology, it really taps into this ancient human quest, right? Trying to understand personality, maybe even destiny, by looking at the stars. What's interesting is how these specific placements, Aries and Leo, they line up so well with the classic astrological archetypes. Fire signs, Aries and Leo, they're known for initiation, for enthusiasm, for being direct. So falling in love fast and passionately kind of makes sense within that framework. They lead with the heart, with their instincts. They're often shown as being pretty fearless and going after what they want. And love isn't really an exception there. So yeah, it's not just a random list. It seems rooted in these traits astrology has talked about for a long, long time.
Right. So it's tied into these established ideas about the signs. Okay, but what about the other end? Or maybe the signs that are sort of in the middle. Does the source talk about who's slower?
Oh, absolutely. On the other side of things, signs like Capricorn and Virgo are often mentioned by zodiac lovespeeds as being among the slowest to really fall in love. It points to their nature, methodical, cautious, analytical. They have this deep need for practical security. They like to vet things extensively. So they take their time. For them, love isn't usually this spontaneous combustion. It's more like building something solid, you know, a foundation built carefully on trust, shared values, actual proof of loyalty and compatibility. The source suggests they really need to observe, analyze, and feel truly secure before they properly open up their hearts. And that process, well, it can take a while. They're not necessarily unfeeling, just incredibly deliberate.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, that the earth signs needing that solid ground. Okay, so we have the fast ones and the slow ones. What about the signs in between? How does the source explain their speeds?
Yeah, for the ones often put in the middle, it frequently comes down to the way they approach it, the path they take. Like, take Gemini, an air sign. They might connect intellectually really fast, feel super intrigued, but actually forming that deep emotional bond, that can take them longer while they process thoughts, feelings, options, maybe. Or Scorpio, a water sign. They might seem fast because their initial attraction can be incredibly intense and they crave deep connection. But they also have inherent trust issues, a need for profound emotional safety. So actually getting to real trusting love can be a very slow, very guarded process for them, paradoxically. And then you have signs like Pisces, another water sign. They can fall in love with the idea of someone almost instantly, you know, romanticize the whole thing. But dealing with the reality of a relationship might need a different, maybe more grounded pace from them. It really shows how nuanced the source tries to be, suggesting speed isn't just a number, fast or slow, but also how you travel that road.
That's fascinating, how the definition of speed itself kind of shifts depending on what drives the sign. So thinking about these archetypes, Aries and Leo rushing in, Capricorn and Virgo building slowly, the sort of complex journeys of Gemini, Scorpio, Pisces. Have you personally noticed these kinds of speeds playing out, maybe in your own life or with friends, family members whose signs you happen to know? Like, do you have that Gemini friend who seems to bounce between intense intellectual crushes before landing somewhere? Or maybe a Capricorn relative who took ages to even think about getting serious? It definitely puts a different lens on things you might have observed. Okay, now this source, Zodiac Love Speeds, it isn't just saying signs influence love speed. It's specifically ranking them, putting them in an order. Even with all the nuances we just talked about, there's still this act of creating a hierarchy. What does that do? What does the simple act of ranking imply about how we think about love, about romantic journeys?
That really brings up a crucial point for people reading it, doesn't it? What effect could seeing such a ranking actually have? Like, imagine you're a Capricorn and you read you're one of the slowest. Could that make you doubt your own feelings if they develop gradually? Or maybe feel like you need to rush things, like your natural way is somehow wrong? Or the opposite, maybe an Aries reads there super fast, feels validated, but then maybe doesn't pause to think things through, just assuming, oh, that's just my sign. It definitely taps into that human tendency we have to look for categories, for predictions, maybe even for what feel like shortcuts to understanding really complicated emotional stuff. And love is about as vital and complicated as it gets. So yeah, it could shape how you see yourself and definitely how you might approach or judge relationships.
That's a really potent idea. Because whether you're a firm believer in astrology or just find it kind of interesting, the idea of a ranking like this and how people might react to it, that's powerful in itself. Does the source offer any maybe caveats or advice for the signs that aren't ranked as fast, or even for those who are maybe too fast? Does it suggest there's like an ideal speed everyone should aim for?
Well, Zodiac Love Speeds doesn't usually give direct advice like, hey, Aries, slow down, or Capricorn, take a chance. It's not quite like that. But it does sort of implicitly suggest that just understanding your sign's typical romantic style can help. It can lead to more self-awareness, maybe healthier relationships. It pushes for a bit of introspection. So, for instance, if you know you tend to be a quick mover, like the Aries archetype, perhaps you learn to consciously pause, really look before you leap. Or if you know you're more like the Capricorn archetype, a slow burn. Maybe learn it's important to tell your partner you need time just to avoid misunderstandings. The underlying message often seems to be about working with your natural rhythm, but also being aware of your partner's rhythm too. It doesn't really hold up one's speed as best, more like encourages understanding your own.
Okay, that's a really helpful clarification. It's more about awareness than saying one way is better. So for you listening, imagine you were given a definitive ranking from Zodiac Love Speeds. You see exactly where your sign falls on the spectrum. How do you think that information would land with you? Would it change how you look at a potential partner? Maybe you'd start subconsciously thinking about their sign's speed? Or would it make you look at your own past relationships differently, maybe confirming or challenging how you see your own patterns? So where does all this leave us? We've taken a really interesting deep dive today into Zodiac Love Speeds. We explored its core idea that zodiac signs can be ranked by how fast they fall in love. And we went beyond just the idea, looking at some specifics the source points out, like Aries and Leo as the sprinters, driven by passion and directness. And Capricorn and Virgo as the marathon runners, needing caution and analysis. And even for the signs someone in the middle, how speed means different things, reflecting their unique ways of connecting deeply.
Yeah, what this kind of source material really pushes us to think about is how we try to grasp and maybe even control something as huge and unpredictable as love, how we try to categorize it. It makes us reflect on that tension between things like perceived tendencies, maybe from astrology, maybe from somewhere else, and the actual messy, wonderful reality of our own love lives. It's a good reminder, perhaps, that while systems like astrology offer these interesting ways to think about personality, our individual experiences of love are always going to be unique, always complex. But maybe knowing about these suggested tendencies isn't about finding a rigid rule book, but more about finding a lens for a bit more self-reflection, maybe more empathy in our relationships, understanding that, yeah, different people really do feel and process things at different speeds.
Absolutely. Well said. And just to leave you with one final thought to chew on as we wrap up, forget the stars for just a second. How much of a person's romantic speed, how quickly they fall, how quickly they commit, do you think is truly like an inherent part of them, something maybe they're born with? And how much do you think is shaped by other things like personal choices, relationship history, maybe even subtle cultural messages about what a normal or good pace for romance is supposed to look like? Something definitely worth mulling over.